It's good that we have questions on HaKadosh. When you have questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that you cannot understand Him. It's His greatness that you cannot understand Him. I said that Chidush, for me it was a Chidush, to a few of the students here, something amazing. You can see a Rav, our Rabbi, the one that follow our Rabbi, and a lot of righteous people in that shita, that they're reading a few lines from a certain book, let's say for an example, from the Likutei Moharan, four or five lines in a shiur, and the students are going to find a lot of chiyut, a lot of wonderful good advice in those four lines in the Likutei Moharan that the Rav read from the book. But actually, the main life, the main happiness, the main wisdom that we're receiving as students from the class, it's from the words that Rav is reading between the lines. And not from the lines of the Likutei Moharan itself, just from the advice that Rav is finding between the words, between the lines, in his explanation of the Torah. So, there is a question on that. How can it be? Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he is bigger than Rav Shalom, or Rav is bigger than Rabbeinu. If you see that now from the books Garden of Faith, people are waking up a lot more than from the book Likutei Moharan. So to speak, it looks like Rav Shalom is bigger than Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Ask Rav Shalom, is it so? He will tell you no. He will tell you no, Rabbeinu is a lot bigger than me. And actually it's the truth. Rav is not lying when you're asking him that. Well, who is bigger, you or Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is bigger. You read from the Torah. All right, you're going to find some advice in the Torah, but the main wisdom that's going to give you power to live, it's from other books. It's from the between the lines. So how can it be that if the rabbi that wrote the book, he is bigger, he is wiser, he is more important, more holy than the one that is teaching, than the one that reads between the lines, how can it be that the words of the one that reads between the lines are more powerful than the words that are written in the Likutei Moharan itself? So, it's written that the Torah is black fire written on white fire. The letters of the Torah that are written in black, this is black fire. Those are the letters of the Torah that we know. And the white fire, that it's higher, that it's more purified, this is the cloth. This is the blank, the white paper that holds. This is the aspect of infinity. The aspects of the letters are all limited. Every letter is showing to you something that got measures, that got definitions, something with size, with measurements. But the blank, the paper, the white, the light, it's all infinity. Because on a white paper, you can write whatever a Torah that you want. You have all of the options. But after that, you wrote the black letters on that paper, this is it. You limited that paper. You brought down, you made it physical already, and this is it. You limited the wisdom to a certain amount, to a certain size. So, actually, when Harav is teaching between the lines, he is pulling out from that light of infinity of the author of that book. He is pulling from the wisdom that the author had in his mind, had in his heart, but he haven't brought it down. He haven't wrote that yet. But this is his wisdom. Those pages, papers, always going to be pages of Likutei Moharan. You cannot take the page and leave the letters. It's the page, the white page, it's the light of infinity, the white fire of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So actually, when the Rabbi is canceling himself and reading between the lines, he's just like that it's written on Yaakov, Shaya Madle, he was taking out buckets of water of Torah from the white fire, from between the lines. So actually, this is the answer. It's not the wisdom of a Rav at all. A Rav just is canceling himself and finds the ability to bring from the wisdom of Rabbeinu HaKadosh that it's the wisdom that doesn't have no limits, that doesn't have no borders. So, mamash, everyone can do that. Everyone can do that. Such a merit. V'klal ha-davar, so Torah Lamed Aleph, Rabbeinu is saying, V'klal ha-davar, where were we? We were here. V'klal ha-davar, and a rule on that thing, שמאוד יקר, that it's very valuable, very important, הכיסופין וההשתוקקות לדבר שבקדושה, that a man gonna have a desire and a will to get closer to something, to achieve something holy, something that's in קדושה. כי על ידם, because by that will, נתהווה נפש, you create a soul. ונגמר על ידי הדיבור כנל, and you're finishing the creation by saying those words of Kedusha with your mouth, like we said in the Itbodedut, that you express yourself in the Itbodedut. You're saying to Hashem Yitzbarach, please Hashem, I want to put tefillin every day, please Hashem, I want to daven in minyan every day, please Hashem, I want to smile to every Jew, I want to love every Jew. You should know the things that you're not praying on them, even if you're going to achieve them, it won't be complete. You will not going to be happy with them. Like Rav Shalom said, it's something that requires to have a lot of courage, but it's a good request to ask from Hashem Yitbarach not to achieve nothing in Avodat Hashem if I haven't prayed on it before. It takes courage to say that to Hashem, I don't want nothing if I'm not praying on it. But really, this is the only way to receive something that's going to be fixed. Because if you're going to get married without praying on it enough, you're going to have issues for the rest of your life with that wife. If you're not going to pray and you're going to receive children, so every week you're going to have to buy another dose of Ritalin and to bring it to the house. And so why spending so much money on those kids, you understand? So every issue an issue. Every issue an issue. If you're not praying on it, even if Hashem is giving it to you in the end, finally, you're not going to be happy. It's going to come with a certain lack. So this is why we need to pray on everything. Because when we're praying, so we're creating that soul. That thing that you're receiving it with a soul. You're receiving it that it can, it's alive. And it's not something that you need to revive all of the time to push your son. Learn Torah, you need to pump him all of the time. Learn Torah, learn Torah, learn Torah. He wants to learn. He's alive, he's beating, he's alive. He wants to learn Torah. He's going, he's opening books by himself. You gave him a neshama. If you haven't prayed on him, he doesn't have a neshama, so you have to blow him all of the time. Learn Torah, learn Mishnayot, it's good for you, it's good for you. He doesn't have it from inside. If you're going to pray on it, that your children are going to have faith, that your children are going to go in the right path, looking for Hashem Yitbarach, going to have that will, they're going to have it. כי על ידם נתהווה הנפש, ונגמר על ידי הדיבור כנל, ויוצא ומתגלגל. And then it goes out and rolling and going in the world. ולפעמים מתגלגל ובא הנפש דקדושה. And sometimes those holy souls coming and rolling into, לתוך הרשע, into a wicked man, to an evil man. ונופלים לו הרהורי תשובה. And suddenly he's got thoughts of תשובה. ותוכל להחזירו למוטב. And you're going to be able to bring him back to do tshuva. It's in your power. Every one of us, the Baalei Tshuva of us. One day, we suddenly had hirure tshuva, thoughts of tshuva. One day before, we had horrible thoughts of doing horrible things. And suddenly, those thoughts of tshuva started to mix in our thoughts, and something foreign came into our lives, and it was the Kedusha, that it was foreign for us, but we suddenly started to feel that and to accept it, and it's the merit of one guy that was standing and doing it for the dut, simply for the dut of expressing his holy will of Kedusha, and cutting them and creating souls with his power of speech, saying, Hashem, I want to put tefillin, and suddenly you have a will to put tefillin. And he's saying, Hashem, I want to understand what is tzitzit. Rabbeinu gave his tzitzit as a gift to one of his students. And he told him, I'm asking you to appreciate that tzitzit. Because the number of strings, of strings, chutim, that the tzitzit contain, this is the number of tears that I was crying until HaKadosh Baruch Hu let me understand what it means tzitzit. So tzitzit, it's not alright, you're wrapping yourself with tzitzit and finish, this is it. No, tzitzit is something spiritual, something huge, something amazing. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, he commanded us to wrap ourselves with the tzitzit every time that we're praying. It means that it's guarding, it's wings of the Shekhinah that are hovering above us and keeping our prayers from all of the outsiders, from all of demons and bad spirits, from damaging our tefillot. You're wrapping yourself with it. And there is a lot more, a lot more, a lot more, a lot more. It's written that the Reshaim going to hold themselves in the Kanfei Tzitzit of the righteous man, and only by that they're going to be survived in the last war, in Gog u'Magog. Mamash, they're going to hold the Tzitzit. Tzitzit is going to be the thing that's going to save all of the ones that fell from everything. Why? Because the Tzitzit got four wings, and it's like the four wings of the earth. Arba Kanfot Haaretz. Means that the ones that are the farthest people of them all, they're going to hold the tzitzit. They're going to hold the edge of the tzitzit. So this is why you woke up with such an amazing will to have tzitzit. You saw someone going with tiltchelet. You're saying, wow, it's amazing. I remember it was, I think, my first hafatzah, my real first hafatzah. Hafatzah distribution. Went out to the streets and to sell books and to give books to people. We went to Shenkin in Tel Aviv. Mamash, one of the highest streets of them all in Tel Aviv. Mamash, biggest Yetzer Hara of them all in that street. And yes, exactly. And I was walking in that street with a friend of mine, and we were handing CDs of Rav Shalom in that street, and also we had small books of Breslev, the ones that the Nanachim are the Keren Saba Israel are making, Mishivat Nefesh, Ishtafut Nefesh, Sefer Amidot, and we were handing them to people. And one guy came to me, Chiloni, and he held my tzitzit like that. I was with my tzitzit tilchelet outside on top of my shirt, and he told me, "Wow, it's amazing tzitzit. I have to have tzitzit like that. I wanted to buy." And I removed my tzitzit, I put it on him, and he wore it maybe for 10 minutes. He was walking with us, and he was holding the tzitzit on him. He couldn't leave it. And then in the end, he said, "Look, I'm going to bring it to you back, take your tzitzit, and I'm going now to buy tzitzit. I know what there is." And he had to have it. He had mamash. He was holding it, and he was... There is an amazing story. I told you that story. And Rav Karlibach, and Rav Shlomo Karlibach, you remember? Amazing story. That one time he went to Russia for a certain Shabbaton, for a certain Shabbos, and when he went to the airplane, so there was a friend that he knew from Chabad. It's a known thing that Rav Karlibach, in the beginning he was Chabadnik, he was also one of the shlichim of the Rebbe Milubavitch. And after a while, there was an issue between them, and the path been divided in a certain way. But still, if when one time someone came to Rav Shlomo Karlibach and told him, "I heard that you've been kicked out from Chabad," so the Rav Shlomo Karlibach answered to him, "They kicked me out, but I never left them." This is the greatness of Rav Shlomo Karlibach. That's amazing. It's written that every righteous man, it's really, I heard it from Rav Shalom that said it, or that maybe it was from Rav Aaron, the helper of Rav Leibovitch, that he heard from Rav Leibovitch, that Rav Leibovitch said that every righteous man have his own path in Avodat Hashem, and they're not looking at each other at all. They're looking, what Hashem, what you want from me, and on that they're going. They're putting all of their powers. They're not looking to the sides. No, but this tzaddik is doing this. No, but this... They're not looking. They're looking inside what Hashem wants for me, and they're going for it. And this is it. And they can fight. Everyone can fight with them. They don't care. If they clarify for themselves that this is what Hashem wants for me, I'm doing it. I don't care. They disagree with me. Everyone can disagree with them. No, but no, Hashem, he's checking inside. So he went into the airplane, and he said he had exactly the same, the next seat, and close to that Chabadnik. And that Chabadnik is looking at him without the uniform of Chabad, the black pants and suit and white shirt and the hat, and he's just wearing regular clothing. So he's looking at him and telling him, "No, Shlomo, what's gonna be with you? What's gonna be?" So they were talking, chatting, and then Rav Shlomo Karlibach went to that Shabbat in Russia. Over there was an amazing Shabbat. A lot of Jews came to that Bet Knesset. They were singing all of the Shabbat, and mamash spending a few days together, singing and learning Torah, Parashat Shavua, all of what that Rav Karlibach knew an amazing way to do. And in the end, when in Motzei Shabbat, he had to go back to Eretz Israel, to the airport. So when he went out, people started to ask him, told him, "What now? You're gonna leave us here? We're gonna stay here in Russia? What's gonna be with us?" So he started to give them from all of the things that he had. He had a book of Mishnayot, so he took one page out and gave that man and told him, "Look, if you're going to read every day those Mishnayot, so it's going to help you, you're going to have miracles." And then another person came to him and he gave him the next page of the Mishnayot. And this is how he finished giving all of the paper pages of Mishnayot that he had. And then someone else came to him, so he told him, "Listen, every day you should say Birkot HaTorah, Birkot HaShachar," and he took out from his Siddur the part of Birkot HaTorah, Birkot HaShachar, and told him, "If you're going to say Birkot HaTorah every day, you're going to have miracles." And like that, he gave the Korbanot, gave Sukkah de Zimra, gave to you, just say Shema, Shmona Esrei, and to everyone he gave something, didn't have what to give. In the end, mamash, there was a huge line, and he gave his tzitzit, and he gave his tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, he gave everything. When he mamash was standing on the entrance to the aeroplane, there was a guard over there. They told him, you know, I'm also a Jew, and I saw that a lot of people talk to you, and look, I have a sick brother, and we don't know what to do. So Rav Shlomo took out his hat and gave him his kippah, and gave him the hat, the kippah, told him, listen, wear that hat, no one's going to bother you, so it's going to give you salvation, Hashem going to be with you, it's a symbol for Yirat Shamayim. And he went back into the airplane with no talit, with no tefillin, with no tzitzit, with no kippah, nothing, bare hand. Came, sat in the same place, and that Chabadnik sitting close to him, looking at him, telling him, No, Shlomo, what's going to be with you? Came back from Russia after one Shabbos, lost your kippah, lost your tzitzit. So this is the power of real righteous people. Real righteous people, the love for Hashem Yitbarach is something that you cannot stop them. You cannot stop them from getting closer to Hashem, from helping other Jews. This is what Ed Rabbeinu is saying here. That when you have goodwill, you're creating good spirits, good souls, and those souls are going and making actions in the world. Until today, people are publishing and making books on CDs of Rav Karlibach and bands, making music, Jewish music, that people will never going to get closer to Judaism without those CDs, without, I don't know, what the Moshav band, and I don't know, a few rock bands that there are, and people need to hear those things. If they were not going to have in children's books, now they're making from stories of Rav Karlibach that he was making. People have to have those informations if they're going to be in the language that they can understand. And those are those souls that he created with all his will. Rabbi Israel Dov Odeser, the Saba, very famous rabbi in Breslev, that all of his life he was receiving money from Bituach Leumi, from Social Security. He was receiving money all of his life and he wouldn't touch a penny of it. He wrote a will. After that he passed away, he lived in horrible poverty all of his life. After that he passed away, they took up the bed, they saw huge amounts, over 1 million shekel, that he was saving, and he wrote in his will that it's going to be only for typing books of Rabbi Nachman of Breslev and spreading that light in the world. All of his life, he was very old. He was receiving money from Social Security, and he was saving every penny, didn't touch a penny of it. And in his will, he wrote that, and this is that factory, huge factory of Atzah. Millions of books of Rabbeinu HaKadosh they gave out until today. Low prices, and give it what caused that? The will of that Saba, Rabbi Israel Dov Odeser, that he had that strong will inside of himself to make Hafatzah. If we would know how much all of those righteous people were sacrificing. And this is something that you don't need to be a Talmid Chacham for that, you don't need to be holy for that, you don't need to be Meyuchas from a holy family, you don't need nothing for it, you don't need to be rich, you don't need nothing, you need to have a will. בדרך שאדם רוצה ללך, in the path that a man wants to walk in, they're leading him, they're walking him in that path. They're going to help you to make it, to achieve that. Rav Shalom was praying on Hafatzah before that he was making CDs. People, Avrachim, would go and talk to people in the streets, knocking on doors. When there was the war in the Gulf, the Avrachim from this yeshiva was going in the time of the alarms, every night, going, knocking on doors, and giving to people the book Likutei Moharan. And Rav Shalom himself was going with them every night, going to the cities, to Tel Aviv, to Haifa, to all of the center where the bombings and the bombs were falling over there. They were going. And Rav promised, no one's going to be damaged. Everyone that's going to have Likutei Moharan in his house, no one's going to be damaged. And they went out every night, knocking on doors and convincing people. Knocking on the door, someone in the middle that he's hiding in his sealed room, they're opening the door, they see Avrech standing with beard and peot, and now he's pushing a book, Likutei Moharan, it's Yud Kiddush Hashem, here, take it into your house. There is Avrech, Moshe Luftak, from this yeshiva, that he hand one book of Likutei Moharan to his mother that lived in Haifa, and she, a rocket went into a missile, went into their building, through her apartment, through her kitchen, there was a table with Likutei Moharan that he put there on the kitchen table. Everything was ruined. Everything, the table is standing with the book Likutei Moharan on top of it, standing like that. No one been damaged, nothing happened. 39 missiles fell in Eretz Israel. Rav Shalom said that as long as we're doing Hafatza, nothing bad going to happen to Am Yisrael. Nothing bad going to happen to Am Yisrael. We don't need to be worried about it. Nothing. And even if you see something that goes on, you should know those are tests in faith. Those are just tests, and we should continue. Harav Shalom told me that once, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to do that. After that, he started to rebuild Jerusalem, rebuild Eretz Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to ruin Jerusalem again. This is it. Now if it started to rebuild, this is it. It's just growing and growing. And it's never going to stop. It's never going to go down. It's a revolution. Hashem is building Jerusalem. This is it. Harav Elchanan told us once that his father was driving here in Jerusalem, I think it was his father, was driving here in Jerusalem, and there was a lot of traffic, and they were stuck in traffic, and the cab driver, or someone that drove him, or a person that drove him, started to complain and say, what's going to be with so much traffic, there is problems of traffic, and he was happy. He said, Baruch Hashem, it's so amazing. So he told him, what's so amazing in it? So he said, you see how many people living now in Jerusalem? How many people you have here now in traffic? All of them are living here in Jerusalem. This is the point of view that we should have. To look, you have problems. Each and every one of us have problems. We have, and the thing that when you look at other people and you see that they also have a problem, it doesn't cheer you up. You can understand from it that all of Am Yisrael are going through a certain process. And this is our Tshuva process. And it's needed for each and every one of us. Today, Rav Ariel told me that it's written in Birkat Amazon, in the blessing of the guest, that he's saying, "Ve'al yizdakek lefanav," that the Baal Habayit will not gonna have to have no hirhur chet ve'avon, no thoughts of sin and no crimes never. That he will not gonna have to have them. Means that sometimes you have to have averot. Sometimes you have to sin. And I'm blessing him, the guest is blessing the Baal HaBayit, that he will not gonna have to have them to do tshuva. That he's gonna be wise enough to do tshuva without the humiliation of falling to avonot, to sins. That he's gonna have, like we're saying always, a wise man is the man that is going to the field and asking for Hashem Yitbarach, teach me before I'm gonna make a mistake. Preparation for tomorrow, it's what mamash. A very important part of the Itbodedut. The main part of the Itbodedut is to do tshuva on the past. But when you're finishing doing the Itbodedut, you have to ask on the future, Hashem, help me, like Rav explained it on guarding the eyes. Hashem, help me that I'm going to have a clean day, that I'm going to guard my eyes, that my eyes are going to be clean. Please save my eyes, save my heart, that I won't have no bad will. That preparation is creating. When you're expressing your words, your will, from your mouth to Hashem Yitbarach, this is power of speech. You're creating reality. If now you're talking words on Shlom Bayit, you're building a vessel that's going to contain Shlom Bayit. The light of Hashem is a simple light that just comes down and cover all of us. We need vessels to receive that light. If you're building vessels of Shlom Bayit, means half an hour every day on Shlom Bayit, you're going to have vessels that are going to contain the light in the shape of Shlom Bayit. If you're praying on Parnassah, you're going to receive Parnassah. If you're praying on Tshuva, if you're praying on Emunah, if you're praying on Kedusha, if you're praying on connection with righteous people, Harav Shalom, for years he was praying to meet hidden righteous people. For years, before he met them. For years he was begging to Hashem Yitbarach, they're going to help him to find righteous people. For years he was going with those tefillot. And one day it's been opened. One day. It's written, Ha'olchim b'choshech ra'u or gadol. The ones that are going in darkness, suddenly they see a huge light. Suddenly. Az ya'ir kashachar orecha. Like the sun is rising in the morning, suddenly. The darkness is going to crack. Suddenly you're going to see a certain light in your life. Today you don't see that. Today you don't see that. But if you're praying on it, you should know. And this is something that gives a lot of confidence. If you see that you're praying on something, you should know for sure and to receive from that confidence that Hashem wants you to be answered on that issue. Because if not, He wouldn't let you speak. He wouldn't let you pray on it.
If he gives you the Mary to pray, it means that you're on the way to receive that thing for sure. 100%. Even if you're praying on crazy things, on huge things, on gigantic things, and you have that light inside of you, if you will not gonna give up, you're gonna receive that. All of the righteous people become to be righteous only because of that they never left that will. He decided that he gonna conquer all of his Yetzirah. He decided that he gonna go and save all of Am Yisrael. He decided to write Chidushim on all of the Torah, to open the Torah that every common people gonna be able to understand. And that one went to save prisoners, captives from prison. Everyone never dropped his will. Because in the path that a man wants to walk, they're helping him to succeed. If you're coming to purify yourself, they're helping you. And if you're running, chasing after helping the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even more so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be there for you. If now you know that there is someone that is supporting you, you're going to respect him, you're going to honor him? Yes, of course. But if you know that he's taking care of your children, how much you're going to respect him? How much you're going to love him? A lot more. If you know that really he cares about your children, that mama, she's taking care of their education, and that he's supporting them, and watching over them, and helping them, and answering to all of their questions, how much you're going to love that man? How much you're going to appreciate that man? And help him as much as you can, because he watched over your children. This is what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing when he sees that you care about one of his sons, one of his daughters, one of his children. And there are children spread in the world in horrible places. In horrible places. Children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like me and you, like Harav, like the Rabbanit, like everyone. Children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make a difference between this child to that child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that vicious. Like that the Christians are saying that he is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not vicious at all to abandon one child and to go for the next one. Maybe he's going to be better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves all of his creatures. Even animals, even cockroaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. And he's taking care of everyone. There was one time that the students of Baal Shem Tov was walking with him in the field, and Baal Shem Tov told him, look, how powerful is the power of private supervision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That one leaf was falling from the tree, and Baal Shem Tov took the students and told them, come, look and see. And he removed that leaf, and they saw that there was a worm that was lying over there on the floor, on the ground, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw, and Baal Shem Tov explained that to the students, that she was screaming because of the heat, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out that leaf, removed that leaf, and put it on top of it, that it's going to have a tent, a cover, from the burning of the sun. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, and you cannot know, you don't know what's going on in the world, every moment. One time I was in Uman, I saw a person, a man, that now he died, Alav HaShalom, he passed away, that he was saying Tikkun HaKlali, and when he was praying on the Hitkashrut, he was bonding himself to Rabbeinu HaKadosh and to all of the righteous people. Before that he said the Tikkun HaKlali, he was begging from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the merit of that Tikkun HaKlali that he now going to say, going to protect on all of the people now in Uman, that don't have bed, that doesn't have apartments, that doesn't have war. It was in the winter, it was in Shabbat Chanukah over there, people that doesn't have warm shoes, people that doesn't have sweaters, people that doesn't, that the Tikkun HaKlali going to protect them. And also, and then he went to all of the animals and all of the rabbits and foxes and mice that are running in the fields now, please help them to find caves and to find places to hide, that they will not going to freeze from the winter, from the rain outside. This is the point of truth of a man. You can say he's weird, but you know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes his prayers? HaKadosh Baruch Hu take every word of that man like a diamond. Like a diamond. This is a man that cares. You can think whatever. Those are your foreign thoughts. Your bad thoughts. But that man is praying from the bottom of his heart. On the Baal Shem Tov they said that he was crazy. On Rabbi Nachman they said that he was crazy. On Rav Shalom people are saying whatever they want. Everyone can talk. Like we said, truth there is only one. Lies you can have almost an endless number. Rabbeinu is saying almost endless. It looks like endless, like mamash, there is no amount to lies that you can lie, but actually there is an amount. It's not as powerful as the infinity that is endless, really, that there is no limit to good. Actually, in lies, in bad, there is a limit. It looks huge, but there is a certain limit. It's not as powerful as truth. But truth, there is only one. One. That if your heart is dedicated to serve Hashem Yitbarach is with you. Kamaim hapanim. The water reflecting the face that you're putting above them. The mirror is showing who that you are. So if you're pulling yourself to a good place, you're going to be in a good place. It's in your hand. The power of free choice is in our hands, and nothing going to cancel that. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to choose, to decide. And if you're going to decide, if you want to, that you want to be righteous, you're going to be righteous. It doesn't mean that it's going to happen today. It means that today you're going to succeed. And also tomorrow. With what? With choosing. Just you need to continue choosing that every day. And not to be confused from the difficulties that you're going through in life. All of those difficulties are fixing things that you cannot fix, that you cannot imagine what you're fixing. And not only for yourself. Why do you think that our tikkun is so heavy and so hard? And we're finding ourselves falling again and again to the same places? I'm going to tell you why. Because we're also souls, that there are a lot of souls that depends in us. And those souls are refusing to do tshuva. Those souls are holding us back. And they're refusing. And we're fighting. And we are fighting, we're pulling all of those huge amounts of people with us. We're dragging them to the gates of Kedusha. Rabbeinu said, everyone that is not contradicting me, I'm going to fix him. Everyone that just going to touch me with the smallest finger, just going to touch me, I'm going to fix him. It means that if you're not fighting with Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu gonna take care of you. All of the people that are supporting us means not fighting with us. Just doesn't hate us. We're fixing them. Rabbeinu is fixing them through us. Even that you feel worthless, you feel nothing. Actually, you're the face of Rabbeinu to those people. Even that you feel weird with yourself. So what? Lemaise, Rabbeinu chosen you to bring huge amounts of light through you to the world. To all of the people that send you emails, to all of the people that talk to you on the phone, to all of the people that meet you in the street. One of the guys told me that he's Balabait. Asked him, where are you learning? He told him, Chut Shel Chesed. He said, alright, I'm quiet. Now you learn in Rav Shalom Yeshiva, I'm quiet, everything is good. You see, you're the face of Rav Shalom. Suddenly you become to be the face of Rav Shalom. He become to be calm. Just he heard that you're learning in Chut Shel Chesed. It's okay. We come to be great for him. So it means that you have that power. If you're going and saying words to people, smile, everything is good, no despair, Hashem loves you, Hashem loves us all, don't worry, pray on it. Rav Shalom gave an advice, it's crazy, but it's truth. He said if someone is telling you that he is a fan of football, of a soccer team, and he wants them to win in the championship. And what are you going to tell him? That it's all nonsense, that it's craziness? Rav Shalom said, ask him if he pray on his team that they're going to win. Ask him, itpalalta aleihem? You pray that they're going to win? And then you're opening for him that opening, that window of praying from the place that he's holding in. Pray on them, they're going to win in the championship. You're going to see. Hashem going to listen to your tefillot. He's going to go, on that he can pray. On tshuva, on Am Yisrael, he cannot pray. He doesn't care about nothing. But on his team, on them, he was ready to pray. And he's going to go and pray. And then he's going to be answered. And then the power of prayer, he's going to receive it. And not only if he's going to be answered, already from the moment that he's opening his mouth, he's developing the connection, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like that it's written, Mideda beribo zachoret kerenu od. As much as I'm talking to Hashem Yitbarach, I'm going to remember him more and more and more. It's written in Likutei Moharan that the faith depends in the mouth of the man. Means that as much as you're doing hitbodeduyot, this is the according to that, you're going to have faith. You want to have faith? What's the solution? How are you going to have faith? Talk to Hashem. But I need to believe in Hashem to talk to Him?
No.
You need to talk to Him to believe in Him. Because when you're going to start praying, you're going to see miracles. And when you're going to see miracles, your faith is going to be stable. And you're going to have faith. And without praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will never going to have faith. How can you have faith in Hashem Yitzbach if you're not talking to Him? If you believe that He's here, you're talking to Him. If you don't talk to Him, so it means that you don't think that He's here. If you believe that He's here, so you're not going to talk to no one else. Because you believe that He's here. You're not going to go and convince your wife, convince your neighbor, is going to talk to all of the people in things that they cannot do nothing if Hashem is there. If Hashem is there, so there is nothing except of Him. So you're going to talk to Him on every issue, on every problem, on every will that you have. And if you're not going to do that, it means that you believe that you can affect and that they can change and that they are reality and that you are a reality and that Hashem is not in the picture. This is why you're not talking to Hashem. Actually, the only one that we should talk with is Hashem Yitbarach. And righteous people are achieving that huge level that even when they're talking to people, they're actually talking only to parts of the Shekhinah. They feel that. They're talking to Hashem Yitbarach. When I was talking once with Rav Shalom on the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, I told him something and he answered to me. And after it, I told him, so Be'ezrat Hashem, I'm going to pray on it. I told him, alright, I'm going to pray on it. So he said, when we're talking here on the Tzion, it's an aspect of tefillah. It's already, we already prayed on it. Means that the righteous man, when he's talking, he's revealing his will. And if he's got only Hashem Yitbarach in front of him, Shiviti Hashem le'negdit amid, so he's revealing his will in front of Hashem always. And even when he's in the makolet, in the supermarket, in a grocery store, he's standing and he's revealing his will to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't need to say to that Ishmaeli, I need tomatoes, I need cucumbers. You can say to Hashem Yitbarach, I need cucumbers. There was one student of Rabbi Natan that came to Rabbi Natan and told him that he's got a business, that he's selling things all day long and that he cannot do it but to do it. And he doesn't know what to do because he have to work, because he have to find parnasa, and he doesn't find time for it bodedut. Rabbi Natan answered to him that he should do it bodedut in the time that he's selling things. And he told him, instead of talking to the customers, talk to Hashem Yitbarach. Say to Hashem Yitbarach, look, what an amazing products I have here. Look, say those words. Look, there is amazing things. You're praying that Hashem is going to give you parnasa. Instead of saying to people, to beg to people. This is what it's written, Al tatzricheni lo lidei matnot basar v'adam, that you will not going to have to receive gifts from people. It doesn't mean that now you're going to find treasures on your bed or under your pillow when you're going to wake up in the morning and you're not going to have to work. No, you're going to have to work. But you're going to have faith that your parnasa is not depends on your boss. That your parnasa is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you will not going to receive gifts from basar v'adam, from people. Means that if your boss will not going to pay you, you're not going to go and knock on his door and tell him, listen, boss, what's going on? You have to pay me. You're going to go to the field and you're going to say, Hashem, what's going on, Ribono Shel Olam? Please, Hashem, I was working all month. Why are you not giving me my parnasa? And you're going to have faith. And if Hashem is going to illuminate that inside of your heart, that you need to go to talk to your boss to do a certain ishtadlut, you're going to go with faith. You're going to have motivation to go to believe in Hashem Yitbarach. This is the first question of Masa Umatan Be'emunah, that when you're working, you have Hashem Yitbarach with you. You believe in Hashem. You don't forget Hashem while you're working. Our obligation is to bring Hashem Yitbarach back into our picture, back into our lives. And then everything going to happen automatically, just going to be. If Hashem going to be with you, everyone that's going to look at you, he's going to see Hashem. He will not going to see you. He's going to see Hashem. If your light of your neshama is going to illuminate from inside, it's going to cover you. It's going to glow. And when people going to talk to you, they're not going to see you. They're going to see Hashem. They're going to see the light of Hashem. They're going to talk to you and they will want to get closer to Hashem because of you. Because you crowned Hashem Yitbarach on yourself. You said Hashem, He is the King, and He becomes to be the King. If you're saying Hashem Melech, so Hashem is the King. If you're saying Hashem Malach Shoasem, Hashem was the king. And if you're going with it all day long, you're singing to yourself, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Lo'olam Vayed, and you're walking with it, with verses, with words of your own, and you're going with it. That faith is surrounding you. Faith inside, faith outside, faith on your face, faith in your mouth. Every people that's going to meet you, they're going to have faith. It's written on Abraham Avinu, Abraham Ohavi, Abraham that loved me. What it means, Abraham that loved me? Shaya ma'ahiv et Hashem al acherim. That he would bring people to love Hashem. How? Because he loved Hashem. When you see that Abraham loves Hashem, immediately you realize it's good. You see Abraham that he's so powerful, that he's so wise, that he's got the advice for every situation, and he loves Hashem. I'm going to love Hashem also. Everyone wants to join someone that's succeeding. Everyone wants to join the truth, to join wealth, to join success. So if you love Hashem from inside, people will want to get closer to you. People will try to connect themselves to you. I wish mamash was because of the power and by the merit of the real righteous people that they're going to continue to illuminate those wonderful, wonderful advice and light in all of our hearts to go and to spread those amazing lights, rumors in the world, that people are going to have also that connection, the ability to believe in themselves, that they can connect themselves to Hashem. Amen. Amen.